Boris says government has chickened out on Brexit. May should tell EU pharaohs, let my people go. By Jack Montgomery on March 25, 2019. Brexiteer heavyweight Boris Johnson has slammed the government's lack of gumption, accusing it of having chickened out on Brexit and urging the Prime Minister to channel the spirit of Moses in Exodus and say to Pharaoh in Brussels, let my people go. Writing in The Telegraph, the colourful Tory MP and former Vote Leave frontman lamented that he had imagined that the government would be sufficiently full of gumption to make a success of our departure, whatever happened, and that we would show the confidence commensurate with one of the greatest economies on earth. I am afraid I misread the government. Johnson, who himself resigned from the government over Mrs. May's so-called checkers plan for the Brexit negotiations, which ultimately produced the current withdrawal agreement with the EU and its contentious backstop, now twice rejected by the House of Commons, reminded readers that for almost 3 years every Tory MP has chirruped the mantra that no deal would be better than a bad deal. That assertion was repeated in the Tory manifesto. I believe that the government was sincere in making that claim, and I believe that the PM genuinely had the 29th of March inscribed in her heart. She repeated her commitment to coming out, deal or no deal, so often that I trustingly assumed that she meant it, he added ruefully. Indeed, the Prime Minister promised to honour the March 29 exit date at least 108 times from the dispatch box of the House of Commons, but ended up asking the EU for an extension anyway, despite the great majority of her own MPs and the Allied Democratic Unionist Party, DUP, voting against a delay. Johnson indicated his regret that his expectation that, if her deal could not pass, the Prime Minister would simply enact the mandate of both Parliament and people and leave the EU with no deal, had turned out to be false. We have blinked. We have balked. We have bottled it completely. We have now undergone the humiliation of allowing the EU to decide the date on which we may make our own departure. It is the EU that is now insisting that Parliament must vote, for a third time. Dash on its Carthaginian terms, he railed, being at pains to recount all the reasons Mrs. May's deal is unacceptable. There is only one plausible argument why we should now vote it through, and that is that every other option is now worse, he observed. On Monday night, the House of Commons will hold indicative votes on how to proceed with Brexit, leaving the EU with no deal, negotiating an even weaker form of Brexit than the one envisioned in Mrs. May's deal, holding a second referendum, and more. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.